WQFBN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kevin James, and guess what? I'm in Boonville tonight hosting the net live on the radio. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. Alright, the Boonville Amateur Radio Club Club next monthly meeting, if I can read my own print here, will be on June 21st at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mart and Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact that up. Should the net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and it still has not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. FBM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. We are now looking for portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in. Come now.
AC2WI.
Okay, we got KC2WI. Pete, where are you heading right now, mobile?
Well, I think I might stop here and get a slice of pizza at Capri before I head back to the house and try not to stay up too late here. I got a on-site job in the morning and tons of things to do. So that's about it from here. Yeah, gotta resist getting home and sitting down at the computer and playing with something other than probably I'll check my mail and that's about it. And if I have a little time before the end of the week, maybe I'll see if I can get a few things together to take up and sell at the Ham Fest up there in DePauville. I don't know. I've got, probably won't have time, but I've got a few laptops I need to what I'd like to do is load them up with, or dual boot them maybe, but either way, with Linux as well as, their older ones with XP, and see if there's a market. There's certainly, I think, a market, if people knew about it, for machines that are, not new, but perfectly serviceable. Load them up with Lubuntu maybe, and or Zorin, and people that are basically just using, they're just using the computer online and surfing the internet and going to Yahoo to do their mail and all that kind of stuff. There's no need to buy a new machine or spend a lot of money upgrading it to Windows 10 if you don't get the free one and all that. So still trying to get that message out and do a little marketing there. But boy, why pay Microsoft if you don't have to? KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Yeah, I was going to say, we had a good time with you tonight. Appreciate the information you did showing us FL Digi. That was really cool, so thank you very much for that. All right, are there any other portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now, please. Okay, this is KD2FM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will be now taking calls from Echolink users. Echolink, I will give you 15 seconds to come forward, please. Echolink, come now.
KD2FPM, KA3TFB, Bill here in Franklin Park Borough. It appears that I'm the only one on the link at this time. We'll give it back over to you, over.
Okay. Okay, the net recognizes KA3TFB, Bill. Yeah, and I got to tell you, it's kind of funny. You're probably kind of chuckling because I'm actually on the repeater physically on my mobile unit right now. So how are things down in your area in Pennsylvania?
Roger, 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 fine business. Hey, it snowed up here Sunday in Seven Springs. I think the weather is the highest, most talked about thing. I think it rained a little last night. And I think it's a spritz thing again here this evening here, best I can tell. Get everything all wet again. I haven't been able to buy a paintbrush and let alone paint anything this year at all. I don't know if I'm ever going to paint. I'm cutting grass high and wet. And I don't know what to make of it. I think the culture has changed to Water World. And we're not going to hold a repeater. People don't appreciate my silliness. But, hey, good job there on the net there, Mr. Kevin James. Top of the evening to everybody. I tip my hat to those in the Empire State. And we'll give the repeater back, and we'll be listening. KA3TFB.
Okay, Bill, it's always a pleasure to chat with you, and like I say, it must be weird hearing me coming actually through from a radio back at you. So I tell you what I'll do, and just in case someone snuck in behind you and you weren't aware of it, I'll throw another call out for any last-minute Echolink stations. Come now, please. Okay, hearing none, we'll move forward. This is KD2FBM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
N2PFM, good evening, Kevin James.
N2SCC, Mulder.
WA to you.
Okay, nice call up there. N2PFM, we got you, George. N2STC, Stan out there. And WA to you, John. Now, being that Stan is mobile, I'm going to take him first. So, George, just hang tight, and we'll be right back with you. N2STC, go ahead, take the floor.
Hey, good evening, Kevin, and everybody else on the net here. Glad I got a chance to check in. Without mobile, when I don't get a chance to get a walk-in during the day, I'll drive over to the village over here at night because they have lights, and I'll take a little walk over here in the village and put it on. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, want to check in, even once it accounts, say good evening to everybody. Hope I'm making it. I've got to go on my walk here, so. 7-3, thanks for the opportunity.
Okay, Stan, yeah, it's always a pleasure to hear from you, and I'll probably be on your repeater momentarily down in the Mohawk Valley, so thanks for stopping by. All right, N2PFM, George, how are things up on your side of the mountain tonight?
Well, there is Kevin, also the Pete out there, KC2WY is still up there mobiling. Have a couple words with him in a minute. But right now we got 51 degrees on the mountainside. Temperature range today was 36 to 70. And we have a fair amount of sunshine. I dropped the radio off the Dell 740 off to Pete, because I'm having all kinds of trouble with Windows 10. I just simply, at this point, I can't get that Hewlett Packard Test Jet 3510 to work. It keeps telling me not supported and all kinds of other crap and all, so figure it out. Two nights in a row, I was up till I started hearing the crickets going, and then I got 2-3 hours sleep for 2 days in a row. I finally said, enough, this is it. You gotta stop. There's a limit to what you can do. So Pete, if you're there, I'm sitting over there with the printer over by your place. I dropped that off yesterday for you. So whenever you can get to it, you can. Well, the airbrake computer is working fine on the Windows 7. And I take it now, I believe, if I heard correctly, that if you don't upgrade to Windows 10 by the 29th of July, you will have no more internet service. That Windows XP, Windows 7 will not even work anymore on your computer. It'll be apparently shut off somehow over the internet or something. I don't know. I don't know what the whole thing is. I'm a total dunce when it comes to computers anyway. With that, we'll say God bless. 73 Zen 2 PFM clear.
Okay, George. Pete, do you want to comment back really quick?
KC2WI, well, it is possible that your printer's just not going to work with Windows 10, although generally speaking, what I've found with most devices is that if it has a Windows 7 driver or a Windows 8 driver, if it has a Windows 7 driver, it'll probably work in Windows 8. And it'll also probably work in Windows 10. In fact, I've had a couple things where upgrade to Windows 10, sound card doesn't work, or video something. Just find a driver. I think one time I even found a Windows XP driver, and went into the device manager. I don't really think it was using that driver, but I think the fact that I told it to use that driver made Windows 10 figure out what the device actually was and find a driver that worked. I think I'm pretty sure I had at least one where I used a Vista driver. Really, the big change was between XP and Vista. So we'll see. A lot of times with printers, you go to the website and they'll say, well, we really don't have a driver for Windows 10, but there's a built-in driver, but it'll only give you basic functionality, whatever, I don't know. So far, so good. There's only one device out of all the Windows 10s I've done, there's only one device that has just not worked, and that was a card reader and a laptop. And the guy says, well, I'm not really using it, I never use it, so we didn't really battle it. Now, as far as Windows 10 upgrades, nothing's going to stop working if you don't put Windows 10 in. Windows XP, Microsoft stopped providing quote-unquote support, which means updates. Microsoft support is like, that's not the right word to use, because they don't really do, individually, they're really not giving you any support. But they just stopped doing any kind of updating of Windows XP in 2014. And officially Java doesn't, new versions of Java are not supported on Windows XP, although I've been updating Java and put Java 8, whatever. It tells you, oh, it's not designed, it's not supported on this platform, it just works fine anyway. Google stopped doing Chrome for XP and Vista. Google stopped doing Chrome for 32-bit Linux even. They just don't want to be bothered. But that's it. The computer's going to work the way it always worked. There's been no change in internet protocols or anything like that. Networking protocols, not internet, but networking. So yeah, if you don't upgrade to Windows 10 from Windows 7 or whatever, you're not going to lose an internet connection. It's just going to slowly sort of degrade in terms of support from other people. I don't think Windows 7 support is going to go away for a while from, even Microsoft extended support is still good for a while. And I think other manufacturers and software writers and stuff, they're pretty much, there's so much Windows 7 out there, that's going to be around for a while. So that's the answer on that. and I'll look at that machine and see. It might be that you're just not going to get that printer to work on that, but if it worked on Windows 7, I would really expect it to work on Windows 10. KC2WI.
Yes, okay, Pete, M2PFM. Okay, thanks. If it's simply not worth it, or I got a 2-bollock stump or something, if we could just put it back to Windows 7 again. As Windows 7 or XP, in fact, it originally had XP. So, whichever, if that's the case. All right, no hurry, because, as I said, the Everett computer here.
Okay, George, yeah, I just want to make sure you guys were all set there, so, all right, we'll move down. If you guys have any comments or questions, I'll throw a call out there again in a couple minutes. We'll move down the list. This is KD2FM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, and we're now looking for WA2U. John, how are things out on Hinckley Lake tonight?
Very good, WA2U. Well, good evening to everyone on frequency, George and Pete. And you, Kevin James, and I'm trying to think who else is, Bill, I think is in there. Maybe there'll be some other people joining. So, very good. Well, welcome to Ham Radio, Kevin James. You're on RF. So that's cool. That's kind of a neat thing. So very good. You're on RF. I've never been on Echo Link in my 38 some odd years or whatever it is, Ham Radio. So. It's funny it plays out. Hopefully, George, you get all squared away with the computer stuff. There's always something new. It's almost a hobby within a hobby. Years ago, a lot of us used to go over to the Peter Trapp computer show. Pete, that'll probably give you nightmares. We used to go over there and talk about buying hard drives and different kinds of. Motherboards. It was funny. Actually, it was quite a thing. Get a floppy disk over there, or what were they? 360s? I don't know. 720s? I forgot what they were, but I actually had a 5 1/4 floppy drive and Colorado tape backup. Oh, never worked right. Anyways, I won't even get into that. But it was kind of every Sunday or so we go over to the Peter Trapp show, and that place over at the fairgrounds was filled with all the goodies that we just had to have. On another note, Kathy and I had a very good day today. I went down here in the cellar, and nice dry cellar, and opened up our new improved door thanks to our contractors, and I rolled out the Honda lawnmower and brought it over by the shed. Put some gas in it, turned the key, and of course it started up. The battery, everything was fine. Moved it around a little bit, put it in gear, and so Kathy's all set. She loves mowing the lawn. She likes the exercise. In fact, I have to encourage her once in a while to let the lawnmower to engage the gears on it. A friend of mine came over and goes, wow, it's the same Honda motor that's on my wood, he says it's on his wood splitter, so. And did some other stuff. I guess I'm going to bring some lumber in camp on Saturday, and we've got some topsoil arriving, and Kathy and someone else are going over to a garden club meeting on Saturday. Saturday's going to be a busy day. So we got our workout in, and the gym did our weights today, so that was good. And it was kind of neat. We listened to music while we're out there. We always have music. We take the receiver from the living room, pop it out in the little deck that's out there and hook it up to the other stereo and vice versa. And did some other stuff, but checked some stuff on the internet. The only thing I will say is our internet provider here, we have Frontier, and it is truly Frontier. It's not much faster than the Stagecoach. It's you get on a website, oh no, get to do it all over again. So anyway, I know, Kevin James, you're limited in time there, and I don't, watch out for the deer. I listen to the scanner. There's a lot of
you're driving and stuff, so beware, beware. Turn it back over to you, and we'll say good evening to everyone, and hope everyone had a fun time at the meeting. It's 43 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinkley Reservoir. WATU, back to net.
Okay, John. Yeah, I was going to ask you something funny there, too. This is KD2FBM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. John, do I actually sound any different on RF than I do on Echolink?
Yes, you do, and I'm actually surprised. I wouldn't have believed that you actually sound, your voice is more compressed actually on RF than it is on Echolink, and I would have thought it would have been the opposite, but it could be just the mic, but maybe it's the bandwidth or the deviation, but your voice is more compressed on regular, you know, traditional RF. Very interesting, WATU. You're minus the PL tone, but it does sound a little different, WATU.
Okay, yeah, received. Actually, I was going to say, if I sounded good enough, I was going to possibly tease you guys up here and say maybe I could apply for a job at WBRV and see if maybe they'd hire me as a radio disc jockey, see what happened there. So, all right, I'll stop fooling around. This is KD2FBM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any further check-ins. Come now, please.
5AOW, good evening, Kevin.
Okay, net recognizes N5AOW. Bob, you made a home, I guess, okay.
Oh, roger on that, N5AOW. Nice meeting you and Matt, you know, and I think we had a good meeting overall. We had a good turnout with it, and, discussed a few things that needed to be taken care of, and I think the end result, if we do what we had planned, I think we may be able to solve the problem. So with that, I'll turn it back to you. I didn't have really anything else. Just wanted to say hi and check in. N5AOW, back to net control. Good evening to everyone.
Okay, Bob, it's always a pleasure chatting with you, and boy, I'll tell you, the pleasure was all mine meeting you tonight. I was glad you were able to make it, so that was excellent. All right, I'll throw another call out there. It's KD2FBM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Still looking for any further check-ins. Come now, please. All right, I'll move on. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Come now, please. Okay, I'll make a final call for any comments, queries, or late check-ins. This is KD2FBM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Final call. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net at 21:25 local time. And I'll return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight. Unfortunately, I can't see my list. It's too far away, and it's a little too dark in here for me. But I do appreciate everyone that checked in tonight. It was a great meeting. And don't forget, next month's meeting, the third Tuesday of every month. And that will be on June 21st. So hopefully if I'm up this way, I'll be able to catch up with you guys. All right, I will say 7-3, and I'm going to basically skedaddle southbound here, and I'll keep an eye on the repeater here for as long as I can, and hopefully I'll catch you guys again next time. Until then, 7-3, KD2FBM will be clear.
N5AOW, I think I'm on the right one.